Recorded Books presents Separation, Battle Mage Farmer, Book 7, a fantasy-lit RPG adventure, by Seth Ring, narrated by Michael Kramer. Chapter 1.
You know, it's not so bad once you get used to the soul-crushing cold.
The void was so dark that if it weren't for the steady jerk of Ferdy's body as the draconic bull plodded along through the emptiness, he wouldn't have been able to tell they were moving. He and Ellie sat together on Ferdy's back as the giant bull moved through the void. Shrouded in John's flames, each simple step covered a tremendous amount of distance, but despite how quickly they were moving, they may as well have been standing still, as there was simply nothing in sight. Sitting in front of John, Ellie leaned back into his chest.
"It's rather desolate," she whispered.
Looking around, the void was exactly that, devoid of stars, light, and everything else. John had only seen the void a few times, and in each case he had been looking at a world, or a world shard, but after collecting the valley and the mountains around it into the world preservation orb, John hadn't seen anything else. His mental model assured him that at Ferdy's current speed they had already traveled close to 1,000,000 miles, yet there was still nothing in sight. Just an endless maelstrom of chaotic mana that ground at the flame surrounding them.
"In hindsight, not the best place for a honeymoon," John said ruefully, rubbing the back of his head.
With a chuckle, Ellie leaned her head back, her arms sliding around his neck to pull him close.
"At least out here we're alone," she said, her hot breath tickling his lips.
A smile tugged at the edges of his mouth as he lowered his head to kiss Ellie, only to be interrupted by an annoyed snort as Ferdy huffed out a blast of superheated air.
"I guess we're not quite alone," Ellie said as she wiped her bottom lip with her thumb.
"Actually, we're not alone at all," John said as he reached behind himself, picking up the palm-sized orb that contained the remnants of the world he had tried for so long to protect.
Inside it were the valley and the kingdom of the beasts, and though he couldn't see the beings that lived in those places, John could feel a faint connection through the flame that burned in his heart.
"We've got quite a few people with us."
"I guess that's true,"
Ellie replied, taking a closer look at the orb.
"Do you know how it works?"
"Not really," John said, "though there are instructions."
Closing his eyes, John focused on the orb, trying to connect with the spirit of the shard stabilizer. A moment later, he felt a gentle presence and a voice appeared in his head.
"Currently, this world is in transportation mode. The following option is available. Anchor."
"Can you explain what you mean by anchor?"
"Though this world has been stabilized, it can only leave transportation mode once it has been anchored to particular spatial coordinates. Once anchored, the world will expand. Please be advised that sufficient mana is required to maintain the world shard, so it is recommended that the user picks a location with enough mana."
"Can you use the mana of the void?"
"Negative. The void is too chaotic, and the void mana cannot be filtered."
Seeing that John was beginning to frown, Ellie raised an eyebrow.
"Something the matter?"
Still puzzled over what he had just heard, John explained the situation to Ellie.
"It appears that we need to find a place with stable mana in order to open up this world and establish the world shard," John said. "We can't just toss it out into the void without risking the world falling apart again."
"But isn't the void full of mana?" Ellie asked.
John shrugged.
"It is, but apparently it's too chaotic for the device to process."
"Where would we find stable mana that isn't already a world?"
"A great question, and one I unfortunately don't have the answer to. It sounds like we may have to head back to Candle Scholar Tower to do some research."
"How long can the world be maintained like that?"
Ellie asked, pointing to the orb.
"Indefinitely," John replied. "And while the space around it is sealed to prevent anybody from entering, it seems like we can still pull people out. If we want to be able to get back to the valley, we're going to have to find a place to anchor the world, while ensuring it's getting enough mana."
"And your mana can't power it?"
Hesitating for a moment, John shook his head.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?